You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We should point out, even though it's all over social media, sad news from late yesterday. Kirstie Alley passed away. A short battle with cancer. There's no other details. I don't know what kind of ghouls need more details on that.
But yeah. 71, I saw.
Yeah.
Cheers. I think she's most well known for Cheers, probably.
For sure. For me, I noticed her when I was young and I was watching The Wrath of Khan. That was her big movie break. She played a Vulcan in the Star Trek movie, The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, yeah. Big friend with John Travolta, too, because they did those Look Who's Talking movies, mm-hmm. if I recall. The thing about this, it was pretty darn crazy to see how quickly information travels when it came to this story. Last night, we were at a high school, and it was this big band concert. They brought in the elementary schools, the middle school, and the high school. Mm-hmm. So the bleachers were full.
Yeah.
And I got the little, you know, on my phone for the news alert, and I opened my phone, and it was from Apple News or whatever, said Kirstie Alley had passed away. And it was funny just to kind of turn your head to the right and see at the same time everybody's pockets go boop, boop, and the amount of people flipping out their phones and reading the news and then turning to the person next to him saying, oh, she just died. And it was just, it was really weird because you know that news travels fast, but to see it in action last night.
To see it happen, yeah.
To see every person pull out their phone for a news alert and then start talking about it, it was pretty darn crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
Sad news, Kirstie Alley is gone at age 71.
Look at that.
There was a one other celebrity note that I found hilarious. If you're an old school music fan, the Rumors album by Fleetwood Mac it's one of the biggest selling albums of all time. Well, on the cover, Mick Fleetwood, the drummer, is standing there with a set of wooden balls hanging from a cord around his waist. It's classic album cover. Anyway, they just auctioned off a bunch of stuff from Fleetwood Mac, and the wooden balls went for $128,000.
Oh,
holy crap! Them some
weird.
Expensive balls, man. A survey is out asking people to name their biggest pet peeves when it comes to airlines. The usual stuff, kicking the back of the seat, people cutting in line, people who are rude to the flight attendants. It also says, number six, is someone asking if you'll switch seats with them. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy. That's you.
I don't just ask, though. I offer money. So I wonder if that makes a difference. But the other airline story that came up that caught my attention is over in Europe. You know, so many people think that everything is superior in Europe. In Europe, the authorities over there have given the okay for the airlines to start providing 5G technology. But the whole idea here is that they think they will be encouraging people to sit there in their seats on the airplane and make phone calls. So I want you to imagine the next 3-hour flight you've got sitting next to someone who's on their phone the whole time talking.
Well, I kind of like eavesdropping on that kind of stuff.
Not for three hours, you wouldn't.
The thing that bothers me is, you know, when you get on a plane, it's kind of your chance to disconnect from everybody a couple of hours, you know? And
Thank
now you've
you.
Got a phone, you can just call people and they can call you. I kind of like that downtime.
I think this is a step backwards. It hasn't been approved in the United States yet, but if it's starting in Europe,
it's coming.
It'll make its way over here. I just wanted to give everybody a warning. What else is trending?
Well, the Colorado Athletic Director, Rick George, was making the rounds yesterday. He's the one who actually hired Deion Sanders for the CU's next football coach.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking to him about how much Deion is going to be paid. Now, for 5 years, it's $29.5 million. Good God. Year one, $5.5 million, and then he's going to earn a $200,000 raise each year after that over the life of the contract. Big money. It's really big money. The big news story, though, yesterday, even our altitude nerds next door were talking about it. They don't know how they're going to pay for this new contract for Deion Sanders. They don't have the money. The actual quote coming out from Rick George yesterday is, quote, "We don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it, so I'm not worried about that piece.
Wow.
So that's a big local news story with sports yesterday is CU doesn't have the money yet to pay Deion Sanders, and if they don't pony it up, what's going to happen? Is there something in his contract that says it's null and void and he's going to go somewhere else?
Yeah, if he doesn't get paid, I'm sure he can leave.
I'm sure he can leave.
I don't. Either
schools have their ways.
Have to step up,
right.
I think, or CU can open their own dispensary up
yeah.
there on the campus.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. That's a great one, man. So anyway, I'm sure they'll pony up the money. I'm sure they'll get it. But at this point, it's kind of funny to see that. Yeah, we hired him, but we don't have the funds right now to pay the guy.
That's funny.
This is kind of exciting for me. I'm a huge Goo Goo Dolls fan. If we could slip in a Goo Goo Dolls song today.
You want me to play one for you?
I would love if we could slip one in.
Yeah, right after the training report, I'll play one.
They announced a new summer 2023 tour across North America. They've got a new album out, and, you know, while they're still slightly relevant, they're going to do a tour. And the good news is on August 30th, they are coming to Fiddler's Green. So if you are a Goo Goo Dolls fan, they're coming back to Colorado, which is awesome. It's one of the bands I've always wanted to see. I've never had a chance. So hopefully I can get free tickets through the radio station to go see them.
And you said it's on a weekend, too?
Oh, you know, I didn't look. So let me look real quick. August. August 30th. Dude. Wednesday night.
Oh, well,
man.
You can be tough one night.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. People be suing again. There's a class action lawsuit against Inventure Foods. They are the makers of TGI Fridays mozzarella sticks corn snacks. Now, to be clear, they're not like the actual mozzarella sticks that are hot and ooey gooey. These are corn snacks, so they're like mozzarella sticks chips, essentially. And they're being sued because they apparently contain zero mozzarella. None. It's all cheddar, apparently. And somebody saw this in the ingredients, and of course, they are going to sue the company. They say it misleads customers since it's labeled mozzarella sticks. They say the person who filed the suit is a serial class action plaintiff who cherry-picked one part of the product's labeling.
Yeah. It's one person who knows they can just go around doing these and they'll get, you know, the companies will settle. So that's how
they'll get hush money. Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
companies will settle. So here's $300,000.
Right. And,
yeah.
For your emotional distress over no mozzarella in your mozzarella chips.
I think our court system in the United States is basically good, but that is one area where we have a black eye.
Yeah,
is all
we need
the
to do
lawsuits.
Something about that, you know, so it stops. I do love this story. This pops up every year. It's the Minnesota Department of Transportation. They are once again taking nominations for snowplow names. Last year, the winner was Betty Whiteout. They named one of their snowplows Betty Whiteout. I posted the link on our Facebook page. It looks like you can go and vote even if you don't live in Minnesota. So it's kind of fun to come up with some cheeky names and submit yours. Some of them from the years past. Darth Blader, F. Salt Fitzgerald, Control Salt Delete, The Big Leplowski, and Scoop Dog.
Those are all really good.
They're all so great, and they make me laugh every single year. So check out that link on our Facebook page. All right, let's get to clickbait so we can play some Goo Goo Dolls. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a pretty cute story this morning. It's the world's oldest pen pals. They just celebrated their 100th birthday together, and they tried Zoom for the first time. He lives in England. She lives in Texas. They've been pen pals since 1938 when they were 16 years old, Dom.
That's
and it's
great.
The cutest little thing, these two little Q-tips talking to each other. So check out the story. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.